It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. And I'm here with my very, very, very good friend, Mildred the Cow. Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm great because it's Friday.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you love saying that, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's Friday.
Good.
Yeah, and this Sunday is Palm Sunday.
That's right.
Right, and so could we please, wait, how are you, Mildred?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Can we please talk about palm trees today, since it's Palm Sunday on this Sunday?
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay. Well, I know that palm trees give you the coconut.
That's right. The coconut is the great big seed. And when you break it open, you can drink the milk and then you can eat the meat inside the seed.
I know, it's fabulous.
It is.
But Farmer Tommy said that the coconuts you get in the store, that's like the inside. Because there's actually a big green covering the first layer. And then there's all this kind of woody, fibrous stuff. And then you get that round coconut, and they take all the outside stuff off when you get it.
That's correct.
And it's a nut?
Well, yeah, it's not completely technically a nut, but it is somewhat still called a nut. It's also called a seed. It's also called a fruit.
Oh, cool.
And it's not like a true nut, like an acorn.
No, the acorn. That comes from the oak tree, right?
Very good.
Yeah, the acorn. That's really hard.
Right. And what happens with the acorn, it's also called an oak nut.
Okay.
The acorn, the outside shell is super hard and it has to wait till it decays down or some animal opens it or somehow it has to open up or decay before the nut inside can germinate and start growing a new oak tree.
Yeah.
But the coconut, you know how it has the three little eyes?
Yeah, that's called the eyes of the coconut. They're soft.
Right. Well, that's where the shoot of the new tree will just shoot out of those eyes, and it will start a new tree.
Oh, how about that? You know, and then that's the thing. Like Farmer Tommy taught Penelope how to do it, how to get the milk out.
He did?
Yeah, it's all about the eyes.
Okay.
You have to be really careful, but he taught her.
All right.
So what she does, she sits on the floor, and she has bare feet, right?
Okay.
And she holds a coconut with her feet and makes it really still.
Okay.
And then he gives her a screwdriver and a hammer.
Really?
Yeah. So she puts a screwdriver in one of the holes and just tap, tap, tap it with the hammer down the window, and break it in there a little bit. You twist it and make the hole a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But you can't just dump it out and get the coconut milk because it'll just, there's no air going in there to push it out. So you have to make another hole.
Very good.
Yeah, otherwise you turn upside down, that's going to happen.
So does she just make one more hole?
Well, it depends on how big the holes are. And sometimes she makes two holes. Sometimes there's three eyes, so you might as well just make three holes.
Yeah.
We love the coconut milk. It's also called coconut water.
Right.
And then the meat is really good, too. You have to chew it really good before you swallow it.
Okay. And then what other kind of palm tree do you get fruit?
Well, that's the dates. The palm dates. That's a big tree. They can get really tall. They can get like 80 feet tall.
Oh, very good. And some of the biggest palm trees, they can reach 200 feet tall.
Cool. But anyway, the dates, they're really good. They're kind of chewy and they kind of look like a big roach.
What?
Yeah, they kind of look like a cockroach. But they're really sweet. They're not a bug. They just kind of look that way.
Oh, Pinky.
Well, they do to me.
Okay.
And they have the date. It has a nut inside of it, like a seed.
Yeah, I think that's a seed.
Yeah, and then you plant that seed, but eat outside it, and it's like a fruit.
Yeah, the dates.
Yeah, they're yummy, sweet, sugary, sweet. Some people put sugar on them. You don't need to put any sugar on it. Trust me, sweet enough.
Okay. And then there's other palm trees that aren't really trees. They're more like a shrub.
Yeah.
And then some other ones are like a climbing palm. They have like a straight shoot that comes out of the dirt, but then they wind and they climb up other trees, and then they go up into the tops of the trees.
Yeah, that's called the canopy.
Very good, Pinky.
Yeah, the canopy is up in the tops of the trees where the sun is, but below the canopy, it's all shade.
Right, and that's where the young palm trees like to, you know, start out so the hot sun doesn't cook them.
Yeah, they're pretty intense. Yeah, well, that's the thing. They can only live in a warm climate. They can't tolerate where we live.
No, you can't grow any palm trees here.
No, they like the tropical, like right over the equator. We've done lots of podcasts about the equator.
Yes, we have.
Now, so that's a tropical area of the earth. And then if you go a little bit further north or south, that's subtropical.
Very good.
And the palm trees, they can grow there too.
Right.
But once you get too far from the equator, it gets too cold. They can't take it.
No. And do you know what other fruits and nuts grow in the subtropical area?
No, I do not.
Well, all the citrus trees.
Oh, okay. They grow in the subtropics.
Right.
Yeah. Like the oranges and the lemons and the grapefruits and the tangerines.
Good. And then also the mangoes.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. They're so stringy, though. You get all that string in your teeth. You have to floss afterwards.
Okay.
And what else grows in the subtropical climates?
Well, the avocado.
Oh, yeah, the avocado. Lady Lynette loves the avocado. She has avocado every single day. And it's so fun because her friends tease her and they go, "Oh, Lynette, those avocados are fattening." Because let me tell you, Lady Lynette is nothing even close to that. She's so slender and svelte.
Oh, she's svelte?
Yes, she's very svelte. Yeah, because avocados have fat, but they have the good fat.
Right.
And then, what else?
What about the pistachios?
Oh, the pistachio nuts? They only grow in the subtropics?
That's correct.
Yeah, they're yummy too. And the other thing that's really cool about the palm tree is if the wind blows super hard, it's like a big hurricane.
Yeah.
They just bend over. They're very
supple.
Yeah, they're very supple. They just bend over. They don't break. They just bend over. And then after the wind's over, it comes back and they're stronger than ever.
That's right. Just because the wind blows on you, that doesn't mean you're going to fall over. You just become stronger.
Absolutely. Okay, Mildred, do you have a little poem for us, please?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, Pinky, here's a poem that was written by Lloyd C. Taylor, Sr., and it's for Palm Sunday, and it's titled, "What Have We Learned?"
Okay.
They shouted with praises, reaching the sky, pushing and shoving to see Jesus pass by, crying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, glory to the King. He comes to us today. Great joy he doth bring." They threw down palm leaves, covering the way, making a clear path for him to travel that day, raising joyful voices as praises filled the air. Their day had come. God answered prayer.
Oh, yeah, nice, Mildred. That's very nice. Happy Palm Sunday. I love you.
I love you.